key White House aides, White House lawyers, other senior members of the White House staff, the presidential speechwriting staff, the White House press office, former Nixon aides, the president's personal staff, the medical staff, the congressional liaison staff, the anti-impeachment lobby, the Office of Secretary of State Kissinger, the other cabinet members, the Office of Vice President Ford, the unofficial transition team, the House and Senate leadership, the House Judiciary Committee, the Office of the Watergate Special Prosecutor, the Senate Watergate Committee, others who visited or talked with the president, the public record, newspaper stories, books, public statements, testimony, and documents. From these areas of inquiry, we drew up a preliminary list of several hundred persons to be interviewed. We spent 6 months at the task. The final days is based on interviews with 394 people. Some persons spent dozens of hours with us and volunteered information freely. One person was interviewed 17 times. Many supplied us with contemporaneous notes, memoranda, correspondence, logs, calendars, and diaries. Others granted interviews simply to give their version of events or to respond to information we had obtained elsewhere. A few, including President Nixon, declined to be interviewed. All interviews were conducted on background. That is, they were on the record. We could use the information, but only upon our assurance that the identity of the source would remain confidential. With this guarantee, those we talked to were willing to give us information we would never otherwise have been able to obtain. In general, we tried to interview the principals described in the final days only after extensive details had already been gathered from members of their staffs. We made clear to each person that we would attempt to check every detail. The notes from each interview were typed, and each significant detail was indexed under the appropriate area of inquiry. The subject areas were further divided chronologically into each of the final 100 days of the Nixon administration, the period we initially planned to describe in the narrative. In the course of interviewing, we realized that to explain the last 100 days, we would have to deal extensively with earlier periods, particularly the 6 months after April 30, 1973, when President Nixon's chief aides resigned. We have attempted to check every detail in the course of reconstructing events. In reporting meetings, for example, we were able, in almost all instances, to talk to one or more of the participants. If we obtained two versions, we resolved disagreements through re-interviewing. If this proved impossible, we left out any material we could not confirm. In a few instances, there were meetings between two participants where we were unable to obtain a direct account from either. In those cases, we interviewed people the participants talked to immediately afterward. Nothing in this book has been reconstructed without accounts from at least two people. We were fortunate. In those last days in the White House, the principals compared notes among themselves and with their assistants. We did not accord equal weight to all sources. In the course of over 3 years of reporting on the Nixon administration, we had learned to place extraordinary trust in the accuracy and candor of some sources. We had also talked regularly over the same period of time with a small number of people who consistently sought to give versions of events that were slanted, self-serving, or otherwise untrustworthy. We used information from them only when we were convinced by more reliable sources of its accuracy. Bob Woodward, Carl Bernstein, December 1975. Cast of Characters. Page 9, first line. Friend of the President. Carl Albert, Speaker of the House. Ollie Atkins, Official White House Photographer. Richard Benveniste, Assistant Watergate Special Prosecutor. Lieutenant Colonel Jack Brennan, Military Aide to the President. Patrick J. Buchanan, Assistant to the President, Speechwriter. Philip Buchan,